Of Quarter Editor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember my parents were freaking out. So I told them I was trying to understand how nuclear energy works.
Yeah.
How nuclear plant works.
Yeah.
That was really making me wonder, like, what is it, you know? Because all we ever hear is about nuclear weapons, but not the time. Not so much more. Not so much for nuclear energy.
Well, because a lot of people are scared of nuclear energy, too.
And dude, you know what made it apparent?
Uh-huh.
It was 3 in the morning. I saw my dad on the PS when I was doing, so I'm all looking at a power place, seeing how they work. Like, I didn't know there was one here in Arizona, in Phoenix area. Actually,
yeah.
More like towards Yuma.
Really?
But anyways.
Yeah.
And I had told him, like, it's crazy, like, how there's some nuclear plants that have been hacked before, especially in Iraq. And it was the U.S. and Israel that planted that attack. And he started assuming that I wanted to hack into that nuclear plant.
That you wanted to hack into it?
Yeah. That was his assumption.
Really? Like, what do you say?
He didn't say anything to me directly, but the next morning I was like, hey, what the hell are you doing? And my friend, what the hell are you doing? I'm trying to hack into a nuclear plant. I'm not trying to hack into a nuclear plant, I'm just trying to understand how it works. I was just telling him about one of the stories that I heard about it that happened to nuclear plants. I was just wondering how they work. How do they produce energy?
That's funny, dude. You pretty much thought you were going to hack into a nuclear plant?
Pretty much. I don't even know what I would have done.
I don't know. Like, that could be like a... Well, I can't imagine they don't have that on, like, a computer system. Like, where you control all the pressure valves and all that. I'm sure that's all mechanical still.
But all the monitoring and all that, controlling it, that's still computerized. Because what basically happened in the hacking for that nuclear plant is that they made the system believe that it was just running the way that it was going to be running.
Yeah.
But what it was actually doing was running at full capacity to burn it out. And the system ran it as just functioning normally. And if there would be a problem with the mechanics, all they would have to do is like push a button to make it seem like, oh, okay, it's working better now, it's fine. It's not overheating. Or it's not being overworked. And when they pushed that button, all it did was just turn up the alerting system. It was still running at full capacity.
That's fucked, dude.
So pretty much what they did is that they had a virus, studied the way the system worked for months on end. And once they finally understood, okay, this is how this normally runs, it manipulated for it to overrun and make people think when they saw the system that it was functioning normally. And that's how they were able to hack into it. They were able to shred a nuclear plant.
Man. What was this at? Where did they kill this?
It was Iraq.
Iraq.
Yeah. And from what they're saying, the U.S. and Israel teamed up to do it.
That's fucked, dude. That is fucked. They're taking out their whole power.
What their reasoning for doing it is because that they were working on nuclear weapons.
Were they... You know, at this point, come on. You think they would have used them, you know, at this point?
That's actually a better strategy, in my opinion.
What, take out the power and shit?
Yeah. Or do it remotely. Versus actually sending troops or anyone out there.
Yeah, but fucking A, dude. You gotta gotta admit, though, there's fucking casualties to when it comes to that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like, if the power were to shut down here in the U.S., like, if we went off grid, like, I'm talking from East Coast to West, this country would tear itself apart.
You think so?
It will fucking tear itself apart. Granted, it won't be the fault of fucking the U.S., but it would do a major dent into it. You gotta think about it. We run off of energy. That's what keeps this country, like, thriving, is we run off of energy. How many people's, you know, businesses run off their fucking computer alone, you know?
Oh, you mean, like, networks and stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah, well, not just networks, but the power grid in general, dude. Imagine if no one can access their account. I think about it, like, our bank accounts, right? We won't have access to our money because all the ATMs are gone. No one can really get that money out. It's all put on to the computers. Granted, people have backups, but backup generators, but those only last so long.
That's true. I wonder if we'd still be taking calls.
No. We couldn't even get up, log on to the computer.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, we had that backup generator for the meantime.
No, if something like that happened,
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I would not be in Tucson, dude. I would probably try to gather as much of my family as I could and try to go somewhere, like in a smaller town or something.
Or Prescott?
I think Prescott's too far. Probably go to Morenci. That's what we're used to.
Oh, yeah, Morenci, yeah.
Yeah. Go to Green. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, people will literally tear themselves apart, man. Gotta remember, after that, like, okay, say a couple hours, people are like, what the fuck? They're not able to get on the internet. Nothing. No communication at all.
Can't jerk off.
They can't fucking buy shit. Nothing, dude. So people will probably be okay with that for a few hours, but imagine a week goes by. You realize the stuff in your fridge is starting to fucking rot fast. In any store, as a matter of fact. Imagine all grocery stores, they run out of food because their refrigerators are done gone.
Riots.
Yeah, dude.
You have to fight for
it. Yeah, yo. Literally, this country would tear itself apart, man.
I'll go to my neighbor, dude. Dave.
Yeah.
Since he's a weapon testing expert.
Get a bow and shit. Nuclear energy, I don't know why we're not using it.
Yeah, like, I was seeing that it actually is a pretty, like, the way it's set up, like, it's pretty much automatically doing everything it needs to do on its own. It's when the atoms, and I believe it's the pressure from the atoms. I have to look at it again. I can't say exactly how the process works.
Yeah.
But with the way that it seems is that one action helps the other, and it's just a continuous cycle. Like, this one thing's helping generate this, this thing that's being generated is helping move this particular motor, the water that's being generated from here's producing energy. If I remember correctly, it's the water that's being generated from, I don't know, I have to look it up. I'll have to see it. I can't say for certainty what the process is. Link in the show notes.
I mean, it's a safer freaking energy. You know what gives it a bad rap? It was fucking Chernobyl.
Chernobyl?
Yeah.
What's Chernobyl?
A fucking nuclear reactor that blew up in Russia.
Oh, Russian?
Yeah, dude.
I think I heard about that, actually.
Yeah, it blew the fucking sky high. Because what happened was they're freaking experimenting. They're trying a different technique to save energy and plus get a higher output of... they're pretty much trying to save up... conserve energy while getting a higher output, like, of energy. Like, I forgot, like, what they're trying to save costs, but, like, have the output greater. And it was the first time they were experimenting with it, trying it, and it just, it didn't work out, and it fucking blew, dude.
So they're trying to increase their efficiency.
Yeah. And for what happened is, it blew, and that place, no one can ever go back. Like, that land is now fucking just, it's restricted. It's off limits, man. Because it's so radiated now. And there's this blob that they call the elephant's foot. It's so radiated. It's so much radiation's coming off that damn thing. People die within minutes in front of it.
Wow.
Like, I guess some of the crew members, they went in there, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. And the radiation counters went off the charts, and sure enough, they died like 4 days afterwards.
Jesus.
They like contained it a little bit because they like built a wall around it, around the building itself, made all lead. That was it, man.
Well, yeah, you're gonna have your consummate. It's very dangerous.
Actually, it's really safe, man. It's just that first, the type of technology they had back then and the knowledge that they had back then is nothing compared to what we have now. It's just, they experimented.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, they had handled carelessly.
Yeah, they just went carelessly. They didn't know the full capabilities of their reactor. Plus, it's an old reactor, dude.
How old is it?
It's pretty fucking old, man. It's like before our time, man.
Before us.
Before us, yeah.
Now, how do you upgrade something like that?
Well, you know, I don't think you upgrade the building itself, but you freaking... You just make a new building with updated technology, you know, more safer, more portionate, you know. I think now they use, like, these little pallets. What is it called? Radium? Yeah. It helps give off that nuclear output.
We should look into this now.
Yeah. That's funny. I don't see why we don't use that more around here.
Yeah, there's only one section. I think, from what I heard, that if I can remember the process correctly, is that it needs a lot of water to be generated. So a lot of nuclear plants are like in the ocean area, the California area, next to rivers.
Yeah.
The one here in Arizona, like a huge, huge river. It's the one of the only...
the Colorado River?
No, it's actually here in Arizona.
Yeah, the Colorado River comes to Arizona, too.
That's
where we get most of our water from.
Well, I'm remembering the plant correctly, I think it was like self-contained water.
Yeah.
That's being recycled. Whereas other plants, the water's just like flowing through. It's because of the landscape. I think it's because of the landscape that we're in.
Oh, yeah, man.
That we have to keep recycling.
We don't have that much water as is, you know.
Which I don't understand. How do we have more water than in California?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't know. You gotta remember some of the weather conditions have been working in our favor. Like, dude, know, the whole hurricanes in Mexico coming over and pretty much spilling over in Arizona with the storms. No, the ones from Mexico.
Oh, the one, you're talking about a different one.
Yeah, because whenever they have a storm, it always comes up and, like, rains. It finishes off, like, in Arizona.
Oh, we get that last little bit of rain.
We get the benefits without the storm. You know what I mean? Like, we get the benefits of the hurricane. Like, one man's fucking loss is another man's treasure, you know? It's like a blessing in disguise.
Just with the pros of living in the desert.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look at it, man. It's pretty green for this time of the year. We got a lot of rain this year.
Yeah, you have been supporting. It is more green than it usually is.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we definitely got a lot of rain this year, man. I feel bad, man, because you see people in, like, California, like, on the calls. I usually get them on the calls. Yeah, it's been raining over here. It's like, oh, yeah, it hasn't been raining over here. Fucking dick. It hasn't been raining over here. I felt bad, man. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, is it someone walking?
Yeah, it's someone walking. Huh. I wonder where he's going.
He's gonna run in the window and go, Jerry.
Should have picked him up, dude.
Should have picked him up?
Yeah, add him to the podcast. Welcome to the podcast show. With Dolly David and Mr. Pickles. What is your name? Should have picked him up. That would have been cool. Oh shit, that's probably what it is. Looks like they broke down.
Okay.
Oh, I think that was someone else. I don't know, man. I don't know where that guy's going. Yeah. Or where he came from, anyways.
Yeah, there's no cars.
Where the fuck is out here, man?
Still a long way to go.
Dude, we're in a car and it's still a long way to the next, like, town.
Yeah. You're like, next.
You know what I saw the other night, dude? It actually fucking fascinated me a lot.
What?
Was, I saw a train where it actually was carrying passengers inside into town.
Was it a diesel?
Huh?
Was it a diesel train?
Yeah, like... What was it all?
Like the ones that we would see right there.
Yeah. It was carrying passengers. Like, instead of, like, cargo and shit, they're, like, there was lights on, you see the room, some had the windows open, you saw people reading and shit.
Oh, an actual train.
Yeah, but it was the same type of train engine, the same type of train that takes cargo.
Diesel?
Yeah, but it was just taking people. Those carrying people, dude. And you know what? It fascinated me so fucking much, man. Why don't we have that here in Arizona? I think...
Back and forth?
Yeah, Arizona needs to go back to its roots and bring back the the automotive system, dude. The train. I can see that being so beneficial to the state. Like, imagine if you had a train that went all the way from, like, Safford all the way to, you know, Flagstaff, Arizona. That was cheap, like a bullet train, instead of, like, fucking, you know, like some of the diesel engines. If it connected, man. Like, if it connected throughout the whole state. Huh?
We gotta find the area that would work. Cool. So there's nothing like cutting in between anything.
It'll definitely have to be Phoenix, man. Like, Phoenix will be like where the train station will be at, like the main one. And I was thinking like a star. Like, literally, like a star of the state. Yeah. goes up, goes fucking east, it goes west. I was thinking like a star shape, see? Told you, highway patrol.
All over. All over.
I told you.
Shit.
Huh?
Freaking out.
What?
Police.
Why?
Did I ever tell you about that?
About what?
I think one time it's just me. Speed home from work. The cop pulled me over for speeding. I don't know what it was, but he let me off on a break.
Good?
Yeah. Like, you just told me, like, oh, Mr. Rosas, you need to be more careful. You need to be careful. You go through this every day. You go through this section every day. You need to be more careful. Here, I'm just going to write you a warning. He's like, oh, sweet Jesus. Oh, sweet freaking Jesus.
Well, shit. I don't know.
The second he pulled me over, he's like, boy, speed. Boy, speed. Is someone in the hospital? Need to be somewhere? What's going on? He's like, no. I'm just trying to get home. Just got off work. And then, when he was looking at my license and all that, I was just telling him, like, yeah, I messed him up. Never wants to know me from here. You're speeding. And I know you're doing your job.
Yeah.
And after I said that, he said, I'll be right back. Alright. Walking ticket.
Remember?
Then that's when he said, oh, I'll give you a warning.
So your brother was telling me there's times where you have got a speeding ticket and you show up to court like to fight the ticket and the cop doesn't show up. So
yeah,
you get it off.
Yeah, dude. I always fight him. I always freaking fight him.
Okay, fuck this. I'm going to court.
But this wasn't a speeding one. This was when they said I didn't stop. And I had gotten... It was right when I was leaving to work.
Yeah.
I stopped. Right... Now, right as I was leaving, my neighborhood, that's when he pulled me over.
Nah.
And he told me I didn't stop. And I told him, like, I'm here every single day. I leave every single day. I always go this way. I always stop.
Yeah.
I told him, why am I getting a ticket? I always stop.
Yeah.
And he just like, oh, well, this and that. Stop. I was telling you, I'm gonna go to court. I'm gonna be at court. Okay, he's like, oh, you're gonna go to court? You're gonna go to court? He's like, yeah, I'll be there. He's like, cool. Okay.
And he never showed up?
Yeah.
Oh, because I think he knew he was wrong, right?
I think so.
I think he fucking knew he was wrong.
And that day was even freaking ridiculous, dude. That day was ridiculous. I ended up running late because I was scared that I was going to get another ticket and not park in the right spot.
Yeah.
Because I had to park almost like a mile away just to make sure that I wasn't getting a ticket. And the spot that I was at was isolated. But still, like, someone could call. I didn't know they had paid the parking meter.
Yeah.
So I was just very cautious, very worried going to the courtyard. And I actually ended up going, not the courtyard, but the court room. And I actually went into the wrong room.
Oh,
I went to the wrong courtroom.
Oh, shit.
And I showed him, because I didn't hear my name or my case or anything. I went up and told him, like, hey, am I in the right place? And they said, oh, you're actually supposed to be in this place. Fuck. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, go. He's like, go to this one. Let him know what happened. And you should probably just go right now because that cop might be leaving soon.
Yeah.
I was like, alright. Shit. And I walked in there, stressed out, freaking out, not degree profession, not professionally dressed at all. I was just ready to fight my case. I was not prepared whatsoever. And the first person I see there is this girl. She's in the suit. She already has documentation, all that, ready to go.
Yeah.
There's two officers right there now, opposite end. I was like, fuck. At least one of them. I didn't remember the guy's face. I was like thinking, alright, one of them must be him. I can't remember his face. But I gave the judge my war document. And I sat back down. And I was just thinking, like, okay, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? And that's when I said, okay, alright, your case is dismissed. I was like, what? Yeah, the officer didn't show up. I was like, what? Really? Alright. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Then as I was leaving, I saw that I was looking at that girl for just a second. She had that look. It's like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. You fucking show up when you're not ready at all, and you get your fucking case dismissed. She had that look on her face. It's like, what the fuck?
Like, this guy got his case dismissed like that, and here I'm going to battle. Fuck. Fuck, man.
I know.
Well, I mean, that's one thing I like to stress the most is the law. Know your law. Know your rights, you know? Seriously. Because that's one thing I always like to hear with politicians where they're like, you know, not to get on the topic of politicians, but like how everyone says, what about the children? You know? Think about the children. It's like, shut the fuck up. You never thought about the children. Anyone that says that to me, think about the children. If you really thought about the children, why isn't in schools, kids are taught to know their American rights? Why isn't that taught in school? Like, hey, here's your rights. These are your amendments. These are what you need to do. This is what you can do, but this is what you can't do. Why isn't that taught, you know? Is it because they're afraid of, like, legal fucking, you know?
What you mean, like... I think I know what you're getting at.
They're amendments. Why aren't they read that? Why aren't they taught that? At least that. Where do they go from there? That's up to them. But your basic fucking American rights...
I remember learning about some of that, but I don't quite remember all of it back in middle school. I don't remember being very taught that.
But still, why isn't the law taught more often in class? Because it's something that's up to date all the time, you know? It's with us all the time. I mean, yeah, granted, history and all these other topics are important, but I think the law is one of those things, it's the most important, but people tend to put off. I wonder how many people can, you know, save themselves some time, save themselves some money, and probably save themselves from being, you know, prosecuted if they just knew their rights.
Yeah, this is true.
You know, I was thinking about that. If you guys really, I mean, if anyone cared about children, you would think they'll fight for that. Like, hey, why isn't this being taught in school? If all this other bullshit we teach, why can't they just learn their rights?
But do you think they'll understand it at that age, though? Like, say we're talking elementary age. Like,
well, you gotta think about it. That's when we learn the most sometimes. I mean, that's where you get kids who are, like, bilingual and all that stuff because they learn the language when they're young. It seems like the older you get, it's harder to lock in that knowledge because, fucking, you know, whether it's stubbornness or, you know, just ignorance or whatever.
I think it's just that we, like, in school, like, how we're forced to be reintroduced to it all the time. Becomes memory.
Yeah.
But unless we're actively doing it, we're just not going to remember.
I think it's something we can at least scratch in school, but no one does it. No one fucking does it. and all other shit, like all everything else but the law. Something that, you know, can save your ass. Literally, save your fucking ass, you know? Some people are like, well, if you have nothing to hide or you don't do anything, you don't have to use the law. But sometimes that's not the case. I mean, we're seeing people today, for examples, getting shot dead, dude, who are innocent and literally have their hands up and just get blasted away. You know, before this even turns into a racial thing, it doesn't matter of color. The fact that someone put their fucking hands up, that's a surrender. That's international sign of surrender. And they still get shot, dude.
Yeah.
That's a war crime, man. That's a fucking war crime. You know?
That's not a war crime, but it's a crime.
It's a fucking war crime, man. Because at this point, dude, it's the fucking citizens against the fucking government, you know? The fucking policemen, dude. I hate to say it, man, you know, because there are some good cops out there. There are some good men and women that, you know, wear the badge.
But there is some.
But there are fucking examples
some
where...
crooked motherfuckers.
Yeah, there's some fucking Training Day, fucking crooked, goblin-looking fucking cops out there, man. I'm just... who are willing to shoot you. If given the chance. And it sucks because, yeah, that outshines the you know, the actually freaking law-abiding freaking officers out there. One thing I do not like, and, you know, this is coming from someone that, you know, that's active with the POC community, is like, you know, when they do raids and shit, like, if they find out someone, oh, what the fuck? What the fuck, dude? We always run into weird shit when it comes to. Anyways. Fuck. Alright, yeah, but you know, like, when they break into someone's house or something, you know, they're doing a search, whatever, they always shoot the fucking family dog. The dog's coming at me, and they shoot it. They killed their dog. They killed the family pet.
Oh, yeah, that pisses me off, dude.
That, you know what pisses me off about that? I was thinking about this in the shower. Is if you shot a police officer dog, that's considered like you shot a police officer. Hands down, like you killed a police officer. But when they shoot your, like, if they shoot your family pet, it's like, oh, it was coming out there, so whatever. They like play it off, oh, we shot the dog, it was coming out there. They don't realize that fucking pet is your family member. You know? It's the same equivalent as, like, if they came in and shot one of my family members.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, and it's sad that that goes, you know, no one talks about it or speaks up about that or anything. It just goes unnoticed. It's like, well, the dog was attacking the officer. They had every right. It's like, come on, dude. It's a dog. Use pepper spray, then the damn dog will go running. You know?
That's true. Yeah. That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I saw this video, man, and I was like, man, it bothered me, dude. It really bothered me, because I guess, yeah, it was a medicinal marijuana patient. He was doing everything right, and they raided his home, thinking, like, oh, this guy's, you know, he's a underground fucking black market. He sounds just, yeah, he's just distributing everything. What the fuck did I was
distributing.
Oh, Jesus. But yeah, you know, fucking, they kicked down his door, and like there was actually a live recording, and they shoot his dog, and you just, you know, when you hear a dog hurting, it's like, and then you shoot it again, and it's just quiet. And the guy's just like, you fucking killed my dog. You killed my dog. You know, the family was there. The, you know, kids were crying. All this other, you know, just fucking mayhem, you know. And like, that really bothered me. It's like, seriously, was it necessary to shoot the dog? It's like, these, you know.
It's very isn't necessary.
No, it's not. Like I said, pepper spray, dude. You fucking mace a dog, it's going to go running too. But it gets to live. It's just, man, They don't understand that. They kill family members when they do that. It's the same. It's the same fucking thing when you shoot an officer dog. You know.
I can see why they initially have that fear, but yeah, you're right. There's a better way to handle it.
Yeah, but you know what? If that's the case, we shouldn't have officers with fear. They shouldn't be fearful now.
I disagree with that because it's so unpredictable. You never really know what's going to happen. That's the whole reason of shooting them is that the national attention. But with any situation you're going into, they're just not sure what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, fuck, that's life. Isn't that fucking life?
But that's what I mean,
you know,
too.
I mean, we get phone calls. We're not sure if the person's going to be in a good mood or not. But you take it as you come.
Yeah, but that's what I mean with that as well. Like, that's every part of their life, part of their job is going to be unpredictable. If they're stopping someone for speed, they don't really know if that's going to be someone's like, oh, okay. They're just going to take the ticket or... But the second they go up,
they're gonna fucking bomb them or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, at the same time, it's like, come on, dude. Fucking come on, you know? Don't you think they should have did their homework a little bit better before they went in the house? They should have some idea. And the fact, like, when people stop and, yeah, they're feeling paranoid and whatnot, you stop. Well, fucking A, man. Why did you sign up if you're gonna be fucking scared all the time, you know? Did you do it for the money? There's other jobs and opportunities where you can make the same amount of money, if not more. Why become an officer if you're going to fucking ruin people's lives? It's not about that. It's about protecting lives. That's initially their job, is to protect lives. And, you know, it's just like some of the policies and procedures put so much pressure on society that, you know what, yeah, they get some people that do act crazy, you know? Because, like, the tickets, dude, like, you can physically see it here in Arizona. When it's close towards the end of the month, you'll see fucking highway patrol.
Yeah, no kidding.
Everyone out. Everyone fucking out. Dude. Highway patrol, sheriffs, fucking
TPD. All over the place.
All over the fucking place. It's like, okay, they're making up for quota. Okay, seriously, man, how can you respect the fucking... that type of system. Granted, I know it's out of their hands. It's up. It's fucking farther up than that, but...
No, I know what you mean here. Yeah, that is some bullshit. They should be actually doing something else that's more productive.
Yeah, man. And it's just like... I get that. They fucking... Sometimes you never know what you're going to get in the situation, but... I mean, at this point, they created a situation where there's constantly tension now. People don't feel safe when a police officer's nearby. They feel more scared. And that's wrong. It went backwards. It flipped on itself. Let's say, like the highway patrol we've been seeing all throughout this trip. I mean, it's not like I feel like, oh, I'm safe. Highway patrol. Oh, I know the roads are safe now. No, it's like, fuck. Come on.
But granted, we only saw one so far.
Actually, there was two of them, dude.
Alright, yeah, I saw the other one.
But he was on the other side, he was chilling before.
Oh,
okay. He was going for the other side of traffic. But yeah, whoever's listening to this and they think like we're just bashing on cops, it's not. It's like there's obviously an issue. We got to figure that out and fix it between civilian and fucking a police officer. Like, I think that's just better tactics. Weapons at me like a shield that just fucking maced the fuck out of the house. Like, you know the riot shields? Why can't they get that? It's like a fucking fog machine, a mace. It's just blind everyone before, you know?
That's too aggressive, though.
That's not... Compared to shooting people and slamming them on the... Like, shooting dogs and slamming people with guns, dude, that can kill them. Mace in the face... like I said, it's gonna fucking hurt. It's an aggressive move, but you live. You live in the end, dude. If I was an officer, I'll have a mace gun, dude. They'll call me Officer Mace, you know? Like, I would fucking mace everything that came in my path, you know? Just like... You know what I mean? If it came down to it where we had to take the person down, even if they had a hammer, you know? Like, they're fucking threatening, because I saw this video where this guy was threatening an officer with a hammer. They took him down. Even if they had a hammer, I'm like, all right, guys. They'll be like Ghostbusters, dude. I'll just like, all right, pull out my pack and mace the motherfucker, you know? Just mace him, dude. Just mace him until he can't even breathe. Fucking mace. There you go. All right. You can't see, take him down. Granted, there are some situations where someone's so high on drugs, dude, even bullets can't take them down. And, but you can tell the difference from someone that's just, like, upset compared to someone that's just fucking gone, you know? There's a huge difference.
Yeah, I see your point. It's aggressive, but yeah, you're right. You would survive.
I mean, I thought that's why they made those guns. The ones that shoot beanbags. You know those fucking beanbags?
The stun guns?
Yeah, the stun guns. That's the whole purpose of those, is a non-lethal weapon. Why can't those become a thing? Why can't they have two firearms that are one lethal, one non-lethal? You know? Judge the situation as it comes, man. Like, if you know for a fact, like, okay. Like, for instance, like that guy that they shot their dog. It was in a suburb, so it was nice or whatever. You know, like I said, they could have just maced the fuck out of the room or even flashbanged it or something. But no, man, they went in there guns blazing, dude.
Yeah, no, you know, now that you mentioned that raid, like, I think about, I forget her name, the one that has the dispensary in Washington.
Which one?
Not Washington, but Alaska, the one that's being prosecuted.
Oh,
what's her name?
You sent me the link of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, like, I was like, what the hell? I'm extremely irresponsible. I was really looking into it. Like, she actually was doing stuff legitimately.
Yeah.
And, one of the things I was learning about over there in Alaska is that it's weird. Like, it's, you can have your own medical card and your own plants, but the way that it's set up is that you either have to grow it yourself, or you have to get a designated caregiver. There's no dispensaries there.
Really?
Yeah. And her, what she was trying to do was make a club so everyone could go there, so that there's somewhere that they can all smoke and get some bud.
Yeah.
But it wasn't directly made from the dispensary.
Yeah.
It was more.
More like a social club where people can share, like, take their medicine.
Yeah, and like they want to take. They're more like a non-profit, so they would make it. They would act like as a caregiver, pretty much, and the donations that they would help, that they would donate, all patients would donate.
Yeah,
would go to the funding to keep the operations up and running.
And that's what they're after her for?
Yeah, like, so what they're saying is that since it didn't pass, like, well, let me say it again. So, from what they're saying is that she wasn't selling it. She was selling it when technically it wasn't passed yet. That's their claim. Like, they said they're starting to give more memberships to people that didn't have a medical card.
Yeah.
But their argument is that, yeah, it was legitimate at that time prior. Like, prior from when they're saying that it was legitimate versus what's actually being said that it's okay to sell it.
Yeah.
For public use. And that's really making me think. Like, I can really see why she did that. Because if we had to rely on a caregiver, and depending on the person's wants and needs,
yeah,
they may may not be able to get that fully fulfilled. Whereas the dispensary, that can help fulfill that, whatever they need for their condition. And now that's technically, well, it's legal now. Now they have a dispensary there. And I'm sure there's being more being built now.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's fucked, dude. It really is fucked, man.
Fucked?
It's fucked.
It's not the way you say it. It's fucked.
Yes, dude. Well, fucking A, man. Like, see someone trying to make a service for, you know,
patients.
Yeah, for patients. It's not like she was profiting off of it. It was donations, you know? It's not like it was like, oh, yeah, rolling in the big bucks. It's like, how someone's legitimately trying to make a place, you know, for patients and people to go. And you're right. Like, if there's no dispensaries or anything, like, imagine me having your medical partner, like, okay, where I go from here? How I get my medicine? They can find resources that way. And it sucks that, you know, something like that is on the wrong side of the law.
It just, it bugs the hell out of me, like, how it's still looked down upon for smoking weed, or even trying to do something for it, to help people that actually really do need it, try to take it out of their hands, make it even harder. And the thing is, too, that really pissed me off was that a lot of the funding for a lot of the funding to put her in jail or that's being researched into it is a lot of it's being donated from the alcohol industry. Like they're really fighting hard to keep it down because they fear that they're going to start losing money because of the boom. Because of the marijuana boom.
Well, hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Seriously, because who the fuck don't want to drink if we can smoke and not get, you know, you can smoke marijuana, enjoy yourself, and, you know, have some deep level of thinking. And not have a hangover the next day.
Yeah, that's true. I remember the second day, dude. I got high. I was just like, I actually woke up feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, it's Manny. Hey, Manny. You made it to the podcast. Yeah, man, you know, dude, like, trust me, I have plenty of examples where there's times where I was taking my medicine, and then, you know, I'm around people who are drinking, and it's night and day. It's fucking night and day, dude. You got people who are drinking, like, woo! And just, like, they literally, you know, people act the fools when they're drunk, you know, when you're over your limit with alcohol, you act a fool, including myself. I've been there myself. My friends saw me naked at one point. Yeah, dude. They saw me naked at one point, dude.
You just got naked?
No, I was still drunk. I guess I took a bath or something, dude. I don't know. Didn't black. You know, point is, dude, it's like, yeah, normally, no one would do something like that. No one would do something like that. Like, fucking, with marijuana. Like, you smoke marijuana and you're like, you know what? I feel like watching a documentary on Netflix. And then that's it, dude. You end up wearing something and you're like, fuck. You go to bed, you wake up while rested. And I don't think people understand. Like I can see why, because I remember when I wasn't into, you know, marijuana, that, you know, I used to think, like, if you smoked it, you became like this. You had this psychedelic trip, and, you know,
you're like, whoa,
the colors. It's like, turns into this crazy jug scene or whatever that they make it out to be. And, you know, you end up becoming a loser or whatnot. That's not the case. I noticed when I smoked.
Straight high.
Yeah. I know it's what I smoke, man. I'm like, I get more motivated. I get more motivated because, you know, the world's, I fucking drop the fucking act like I know it all or whatever, but instead it changes my way of thinking where I'm curious about everything. I'm just fucking become a curious cat, dude. I'm like, man, I want to fucking,
Oh, I know what you mean.
You look at the world like, wow, this is our playground. Wow, you know? What are we going to do today? Like a fucking kids show. Like, we're going to take a step outside and see what we can find today. You know, that type of shit. And
we're going to take a walk outside today. Going to see what we can find today. Going to take a walk outside today. Going to see what we can find today.
Just play that song. All right. But yeah, dude. That's
a good song.
Yeah. That's it, man. That's what I'm saying. There's a night and day to it, and it's sad because those who don't know better just think that, yeah, you go on this psychedelic trip and, you know, next minute you start going on to harder drugs and all this shit. And the reality is, it's not true.
Did I ever tell you about the propaganda film that I watched? Like, maybe this is why I was so strongly against it when I was young.
No, you never told your side, dude.
So, I remember I was in fifth grade and we were watching these. You remember the Dare videos? Do you remember them?
Oh yeah.
The one that freaked me out the most was they would show pictures of people, and if someone had died, they would have them like taken out of the photo. Like you would see them just disappear, like out of existence. Like they would say. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it would say that the drugs that they had taken before they died.
Yeah.
And one of them freaked me out the most was that it was, the one that freaked me out the most is that there was some, like, they would take the picture of the person in the center. And you would see the other person's arm right there when the person disappeared. And then there's one you would see a baby. It would disappear, like secondhand. And that freaked me out because I really thought, like, oh, why? If I do that, and I die from this, I disappeared. Like, I literally disappeared from this world. And that always stayed with me. That's why I didn't want to do anything. That's why I was always like, oh no, I was going to kill you. I'm going to die. What's your time? Like it always scared me, the thought that I would die from it.
Like marijuana?
Yeah.
Like, what are your thoughts about it now?
Just fucking love it.
Just fucking love it. Oh, I love that color of the truck, man.
Oh, the purple.
Oh, my. Yeah, but it's funny because once you find out, once you know what marijuana is about, you realize how stupid and ridiculous it is. How it all is. It's just like, wow, really? Come on.
Dude, I know. Like, remember when me and you and Antonio?
Yeah. Like, you actually freaked me out that night. Because you're like, oh, Jesus. Like, you're too scared. Like, you're like, oh, hold my hand. Hold my fucking hand.
I know. Jesus. I know. I can't believe that I actually did that.
And then, that shit was funny, man. And it was funny. You know what made me laugh? It's because we're getting all that junk food, dude, beforehand. And you're like giving us hell, like, we're not gonna eat all this shit. What the fuck? No. Like, we got a lot of junk food, dude, beforehand. And you're like, no, we're not gonna eat all this. We're not gonna eat all this. You're like giving us so much hell. And then when time came to be, we ate all of it. For like, for you and Antonio, just fucking ate hard.
I remember saying, well, you guys should get any more.
Yeah, we should have got more, damn it.
I was fighting it too when it first happened. Like, I could feel it coming on, but I didn't want to believe it. And it just took full effect.
Like, how are you fighting it? Like, nope, it's not happening.
Like, I noticed I was starting to get more, what's the word? Giggly, I would say.
Huh?
Like, more, like everything was becoming, like, hilarious. I had rewatched a regular show.
That scene got too intense, dude. That when they started playing the music, like I got too much into that song that night, dude. I think we all did. And Antonio making it all real with Pokemon. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, we watched the first episode, huh?
Yeah, and we're like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It shows, like, the video game, and then it translates into the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he was like, yeah, guys, we're pretty much showing, like, this is the video game. Like, if we're in real life. Phoenix already. Oh.
Where's the downtown area?
In downtown. We might have to kill the podcast and get directions now.
Alright.
Alright, guys. I know we didn't have an intro to this podcast. We just went right on through. But,
yeah, nuclear weapons. Got the drugs.
Police officers. The law. And, yeah, I think we covered it all. The only thing we're missing is religion and politics.
Follow-up for the next one?
Yeah, we'll do a follow-up podcast, religion and politics. But, yeah, we covered, you know, nuclear weapons, power, what was it, the law, police officers. Freaking,
raids.
Raids, tickets, court battles, you know, medicine, you know, marijuana, of course. And, yeah, so that's about it. We're going to call it a wrap. My name is Bix.
Name's David.
And we'll talk to you guys later. Peace out.